This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, though a very frightened nation, it would seem. At least for a lot of citizens of this republic, people believing that there is a new era of political violence at hand. What does that mean? Does that mean what we've heard about so many times, a new civil war? Tom Nichols, who is a staff writer at The Atlantic magazine, and he is the author of its newsletter, Peacefield, he has written a new piece called The New Era of Political Violence is Here. And he joins us because he makes a powerful, important, and highly relevant point, which is that the danger is not organized civil war, but individual Americans with deep resentments and delusions. Tom, congratulations on the piece. First of all, why are all those pundits and historians and others who believe that we are on the verge of civil war, of secession even by some states or many states, why are they wrong?
Thanks, Michael. Because we're not really red states and blue states. We are, majority blue or majority red, but we're red towns, blue cities, blue suburbs, red rural areas. Red and blue Americans, although they've become more separated from each other, still live together and live in the same places. This isn't, for all of our fears and using words like civil war, this isn't 1861. We don't, geographically and demographically, we don't live that way. And I think it's also a fact that we are much more integrated in terms of infrastructure and military power and, all of the things that make a nation, much more integrated than we were 150 years ago. But what I think is legitimate to worry about is that in some states, that people are more likely, and in some neighborhoods and among some individuals, people are more likely to lash out over politics in a way that I think was not the case, even 20 years ago, which I think is really worrisome. And so that's why I wrote the piece. Because I think thinking about, big epic civil war kind of dioramas with, the 54th Massachusetts up against, the Army of Northern Virginia, is far less likely than, like we saw in Cincinnati, where a guy who's just, maybe his life is on the skids or has other problems, then he watches too much television, spends too much time on the internet, and he shows up at the FBI headquarters with a nail gun and pays for it with his life. I'm much more worried about that than I am about large organized civil conflict.
Yeah, he had an AR-15 too, in fairness.
As well, and yes. Actually, right.
And fired it toward the FBI and the local cops who were pursuing him. But obviously you're right, and it's something that people should think about and should ask about seriously, is that even though the Civil War is described as a war of brother against brother, it was, as it was called for years in the South, a war between the states. And there were official state governments that had to actually leave the Union and support the Confederate Army. And the other point you're making, which is so important, is the officer corps in the Army. The officer corps in the Army in 1861, about half of it joined the Confederacy, including some of the best and brightest officers. I don't think there would be, if there was an attempt, because Trump believes he's cheated out of a new election or whatever, I don't think that there would be many prominent officers in the United States Army that would go with President Trump.
No, or with anyone. And I think it's important to point out, I should say, I taught military officers for 25 years at the Naval War College in my in my federal teaching career. And I think it's one of the great triumphs of the American system that we have a military from the very most senior officers all the way down to the newest enlisted folks who would regard such a prospect with abject horror, who really take seriously the oath to, not to any one president or person, but to the Constitution of the United States. So that, you know, I think that's one of the many differences with, you know, the 1860s or even the lead up in the 1850s. But I also think there is a problem with, you know, there were a lot of people at the Capitol on January 6th who were police officers. Some of them were reservists in the military. Many of them were professionals and others who, again, are your neighbors, who are the people who live next door to you that you interact with every day, who have just decided that they have to take matters into their own hands and engage in violence against their fellow citizens over things that are literally crazy, that are lies. Again, the war between the states, if you know, when I use the Southern terminology, was actually about something. It was about slavery. It was about sedition. It was about states seceding from the Union and tearing the Union apart. These little kind of smaller scale incidents of violence are over nothing. They're over crackpot ideas that are being pushed by very cynical people who know exactly what they're doing, in many cases, know exactly the kind of thing they're doing in trying to rile people up and get them to be violent. And I think in that sense, there's actually a greater danger to the average person in this country than from, you know, again, from a call up of, you know, the Indiana militia or the, you know, Alabama volunteers or something.
Okay, so what do we do about it? I mean, the core problem right now is that people believe that the election was stolen. And when I say people, it's a minority of Americans. It's probably a majority of Republicans. How do we bring people back to earth and somehow settle this controversy about an allegedly stolen election?
I don't think you can. As I say in the piece, there's no remedy for this because I think, and I talk about it in the piece, and I talked about it in a little more length in a book I did last year called Our Own Worst Enemy. I think that things like the stolen election are actually a placeholder for a kind of general and larger set of grievances and resentments and dissatisfaction with life. In the article, I mention a kind of spiritual and moral void that people are trying to fill with big crusades. I think deep down, most people, you know, somewhere in their hearts, they know that the big lie really is a lie. But they don't care. It gives meaning and to their lives. It makes life interesting. It gives them a crusade to focus on all day. And I don't think you ever talk anybody out of that. I think, you know, when you look at Liz Cheney's concession speech last night, where she talked about the duty we have as Americans not to do this, to be faithful to the Constitution, not to buy into these lies. It was a great speech, but I don't think she's actually going to convince anybody, because you're not just asking them to get past the lie. You're asking them to admit they were conned, to admit they were taken advantage of, and to climb down out of the tree whose branches are now, they're at the very top of that tree in those branches, and they're not going to come down because it's just too emotionally devastating to have to do it. And so I think the only two things we can do, one is, of course, vote in massive numbers, to, you know, maintain our Constitution. But the other is among our friends and neighbors and family, simply to draw the line and say, you know, when that uncle at the Thanksgiving table starts going on about Venezuelan voting machines, to just turn him and say, that's a lie, it's wrong, and I'm not going to have this discussion. I know it's a lie, you know it's a lie, and pass the potatoes. We're not going to do this.
So what would the comeback be of someone who believes in Venezuelan voting machines, no matter how badly the the lawsuits are going for the people who have maintained that and are now facing billions of dollars in liability. We will get back to that and much more with Tom Nichols, a staff writer with The Atlantic, author of a profound piece about a new era of political violence. What's that going to look like? Coming up. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show, joined by Tom Nichols, who, as he described, spent a quarter century teaching the American military about the history and the meaning and the responsibilities and the constitution of this great republic. He is a staff writer at The Atlantic and the author of its newsletter, Peacefield. His most recent piece is called The New Era of Political Violence is Here. Is there a danger, Tom, to media and sincerely concerned Americans overreacting to isolated incidents? We had that awful situation with Randy Schiffer, who was the Iraq War veteran out in Ohio, who attacked the Cincinnati FBI office. We've had this individual in Pittsburgh, Mr. Bees, who was arrested because he had posted all kinds of posts calling for the assassination, the murder of anyone working for the FBI, including janitors or people who work there with the FBI. These are individuals. They seem to be isolated incidents. Is this a genuine matter for concern?
I think it is, actually, Michael. I'm always happy to sign up for anything that says the media is overreacting to things. but I think in this case, I think we're almost underreacting, because what is really striking to me, and this is, you know, especially looking back over the sweep of the past 5 years, is how much we have simply gotten used to it, that so many of our fellow citizens believe absolutely crazy things. And I wrote a piece some months ago where I referred to this as mass psychosis, where, you know, I find myself having conversations with my fellow citizens where I almost don't know what to say. You know, it really is kind of the political extension of flat earthism. It's like talking to somebody in 2022 who thinks that, you know, if you sail far enough out on the ocean, you fall off the edge of the world into a pit full of dragons. And I don't know how we became so tolerant of that so quickly. I think part of it is that we just want to be polite people, and we don't want to fight with our friends and our neighbors and have arguments with our family members. But it has spread spread really rapidly. And I think that has made political violence an almost normal part of the background of American life in a way that it wasn't when, you know, you or I were kids or younger people. I mean, we don't even flinch anymore at the idea that people show up with guns and threats of intimidation at election headquarters, you know, places where ballots are being counted, school committee meetings, state legislatures, you know, places. I worked in the Massachusetts legislature. I worked in the U.S. Senate. The idea that somebody would walk into one of those chambers, you know, threaten the lives of the legislators. I mean, as legislators, that would have been science fiction 25 or 30 years ago. Now we just kind of shrug and say, yeah, you know, this is the way it is. And I think it is because so many people have had their brains captured by watching too much of the media, what I think of as the right-wing media ecosystem, cable TV, the internet, talk radio, podcasts. And I say this, you know, you know this because you and I have talked before. I say this as a man who at least thinks of himself as a conservative and a former Republican.
Okay.
But I find it really distressing.
You know, by the way, I was just taking in what you were saying. And this can help to explain one of the questions I get most frequently. We did, for more than 20 years, we did on the air Conspiracy Day every month when there was a full moon. And people could call in and talk about the conspiracy that most concerned them and troubled them. And then I would respond. And it was wonderfully amusing because people had some very strange ideas. It's not amusing anymore. Because
That's not
people
funny anymore.
No, there's no humor in it at all because people are risking their lives on it. What's the most prominent example you can think of that parallels the mistaken belief? Well, there are people out there who are flat earthers.
Yes.
I mean, we get letters and calls about that. But beyond the flat earth delusion, what's comparable?
Oh, I don't know. How about nanobots in vaccines? You know, that you're going to get little, you know, tracking devices. People people who have been getting vaccinated their entire lives within the space of, you know, 18 months suddenly said, oh, no, you know, I'm not going to let Bill Gates, you know where I am. And there's two things about that I think are different about the conspiracy theories now, Michael. One of them is they really reflect an unchecked, raging growth of narcissism in American culture. People think that there are tracking devices in vaccines because they want to believe they are important enough for Bill Gates to want to know where they are. It makes you very important. It puts you at the center of it puts you at the center of a great drama. The guys who really captured this were the South Park guys, whose one of their characters burst into tears at the end of an episode when he found out the NSA wasn't listening in on him because it hurt his feelings that he wasn't important enough to be tracked by the NSA. And I think that was, you know, really a great cultural moment where those guys kind of got it about how this works. But the other thing about these conspiracy theories, I think, and I've said this for a long time about flat earthers, there is a loneliness out there in America where people, I think, say stuff like this because they want other people to engage with them. They want other people to say, no, you're wrong, so let's argue, let's exchange emotional energy about this completely ridiculous thing for the next 3 or 4 hours, you know, in person or on social media or through dueling Facebook posts. And again, I think that there are people who just say, I'm not sure if I really think, you know, I don't think the earth is really flat, but this is a way to make people pay attention to me for hours on end and drive people crazy posting and posting and posting or arguing with me. And I think that that combination of narcissism and loneliness has really made people susceptible to this kind of manipulation by, again, you know, by podcasts, by talk radio, by TV hosts, by opportunistic politicians. It's literally making millions of people in this country crazy. It's creating a mental health crisis.
Well, again, it's not just a mental health crisis. It's a health crisis, period. The discovery in the sewers of New York of these of polio, which is one of the great victories of the human race, was eradicating that horrible disease. And now it's coming back because people are resisting the vaccines. And that's a serious tragedy. And it's, by the way, not just New York. Tom Nichols, it's so important talking to you, and I appreciate it. Please, let's come back and continue the conversation. More about the future politically coming up on the Medved Show.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales in the United States remain flat in July despite slight inflation easing. Analysts were expecting a slight increase. The numbers out Wednesday from the Commerce Department show that while sales were basically unchanged from June, they were nearly 11% higher than the same time last year. Russian forces continue to control a major nuclear power plant in south-central Ukraine after seizing it back in March. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls for the Russian military to take actions to prevent a disaster.
It is urgent to allow the inspection by the International Atomic Energy Agency and to ensure the withdrawal of all Russian forces.
The Russian military has been firing rockets and missiles on Ukrainian cities from the plant. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a report in Hotline that says the most expensive midterms ever. A report from Ad Impact projects that the campaign spending in this cycle will top $9.7 billion. The most expensive midterm election in history. I remember it was back in when Obama was running against John McCain. They were talking about, for the first time ever, breaking the $1 billion barrier, and that was in a presidential race. Here you have a midterm elections, which traditionally don't generate as much money, don't cost as much money, don't generate the same level of voting participation, and it's 10 times more. And part of that has to do with the idea that right now it appears that the Democrats are gaining ground and that the elections will be closer than once assumed. In fact, the common projections have gone from believing the Republicans will take control of both the House and the Senate to that the Republicans will win a narrow victory in the House and take over just the 10 seats or so that the Republicans need, and that actually the Democrats will gain the one or two seats in the Senate that they need. Their candidates in deeply Republican states like Ohio, J.D. Vance is now running behind Tim Ryan in Ohio. And it's a complicated picture out there. And Mike Pence is playing a role in that. He just spoke at the Institute of Politics in New Hampshire. That's at St. Anselm's College. Why do you think Mike Pence is in New Hampshire right now. Can you think of some reason he'd want to? It's beautiful this time of year. Lake Winnipesaukee is beautiful. It's all New Hampshire, a beautiful state. White Mountains are great. Now, he's at the Institute of Politics because New Hampshire becomes, in a couple of years, 2 years from now, the center of the political universe. It's less than 2 years from now. And Mike Pence makes an obvious statement, on which I strongly agree with him. I think most Republicans, most Americans would agree with him, about the right to know the basis for the search at Mar-a-Lago. Listen to clip 14A.
And in the wake of the 4 years that we endured with the politicization of the FBI, the American people have a right to know the basis for this. This unprecedented action does demand unprecedented transparency.
Okay. And then he adds a very important context. This is clip B.
These attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police. I also want to remind my fellow Republicans, we can hold the Attorney General accountable for the decision that he made without attacking rank and file law enforcement personnel at the FBI. The Republican Party is the party of law and order.
Okay, that's an important statement, and amen to that. He also said something else that's controversial, and frankly, I don't think it should be controversial at all. Could it be important and important to Mike Pence's future candidacy for president if he does decide to run, as most people expect that he will? Could be very important. Listen, this is clip 7.
If they were to call you to the committee to come and justify talking, would you be agreeable?
Well, I would, if there was an invitation to participate, I would consider it. But you've heard me mention the Constitution a few times this morning. On the Constitution, we have three co-equal branches of government. And any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on them. The unique role that I was serving in as vice president. It would be unprecedented in history for a vice president to be summoned to testify on Capitol Hill. But I, as I said, I don't want to prejudge.
Okay. Vice president of the United States, former vice president, served 4 years. Mike Pence asking about whether he would cooperate if the January 6th committee, the select committee, called on him to testify, said he would consider it, and that might get a great deal of attention if he testified as a live witness. What? Why wouldn't Trump testify? And they might not invite him or want him to testify. But surely he would have to do answers that are better than I refuse to answer on the grounds that it may incriminate me. No Fifth Amendment regarding his leadership on January 6th. There's also a perplexing world population review ranking of the healthiest states. And they rank the healthiest and least healthy states based upon various behaviors, but primarily death rates and the rates of serious illness. For instance, nationwide, diabetes has been going up very dramatically since 2012. Amazing. And obesity has gone up dramatically. They now say 42.4% of Americans nationwide qualify as obese. So what are the most healthy and least healthy states in the union? The bottom 10 are going in order in terms of the ranking as the healthiest states are New Mexico, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, and West Virginia. What's so surprising about those states is none of them is heavily urbanized. They just aren't. I mean, they're, I guess, Tennessee with Nashville is a major city. But the most healthy states, well, you could say they're even, they are more urbanized. But the healthiest states from the number 10 to number 1 in the country. And yes, I find this fascinating and also a little bit puzzling because they're not the states you would necessarily think. Washington State is number 9. Colorado is number 10. New Jersey is number 8. Minnesota, number 7. New Hampshire, number 6. Then Utah, Connecticut, Hawaii, and the top two. Top two, Massachusetts and Vermont. Vermont, they write, Vermont is considered the healthiest state in the U.S. The adult obesity rate is 26%, about half the national average. The seventh lowest in the country. Its adult smoking rate is 15%, way below the national average. Physical activity is common in Vermont, with just about 80% of residents reporting daily exercise. The state also has one of the highest public health funding in the U.S., spending $157 per person for programs that promote exercise, nutrition, and other healthy habits. Additionally, Vermont has 395.3 primary care physicians per 100,000 people, the second highest among the states. Considering that Vermont is the home of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, the fact that they have such a relatively low obesity rate, to say something about self-control, or that the ice cream is actually health food, or what? More coming up on the MedVed Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
On the Michael Medved Show, one other note about the healthiest states and the least healthy states, according to this review of a whole range of statistics. They point out that the healthiest states also tend to have the highest levels of income. They are the most prosperous states, the states where there are highest levels of income and education to promulgate healthy habits. You're talking about Vermont, Massachusetts, Hawaii. Hawaii has the third highest median household income in the country. It's $80,212. Connecticut, Utah, all of these states with health have, yes, outdoor activity. New Hampshire, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Washington State and Colorado. There are also states that are very prosperous. Whereas the states that are struggling with health problems are states that have big pockets of poverty. That's true in South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arkansas and Tennessee, Louisiana and Kentucky and Alabama. And by the way, this is not just a leftover of Confederate states or non-Confederate slave states like Kentucky, which was a state with a union, but they have slavery. In any event, what you're talking about is states that have a much more serious poverty problem. And does poverty correlate negatively to good health? Of course it does. And it's one of those things that is supposed to get better because of this new bill that was just signed by President Biden, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which may not reduce inflation, but it is at least almost certain to increase taxes and to increase revenue for the government. And with planned health benefits, we'll see about that. There's a piece with an eye-getting headline that I do think is a very important piece and full of insight. It's a piece by Holman Jenkins Jr. in the Wall Street Journal today, and it's called The Trump-Biden Codependency. And the subheading here is the pull quote. The Mar-a-Lago raid is one of many DOJ probes hanging over the 2024 election. And he writes that, as I pointed out years ago in the Hillary Clinton email case, while officials have a duty to obey rules about handling government information, the value of government secrets is grossly exaggerated. Whatever was in the boxes, if Mr. Trump knew about their contents at all as he was chaotically vacating a presidency that he pretended for 2 months he wouldn't be vacating, he likely saw priceless souvenirs to be framed in a future Trump hotel or presidential shrine, testifying to his place as the greatest president since Lincoln, as he modestly rates himself. Sure, maybe Chapter 43 of the Trump Follies will be the one chapter where media hysteria isn't disproportionate to the end result. It seems unlikely. If the Mar-a-Lago raid turns out to be a Mueller-like down payment on a Justice Department failure to find the January 6th crimes that many Americans are lusting to see Mr. Trump prosecuted for, one collateral cost is Mr. Trump's extreme delight at being returned to the center ring of the American political circus, and also the extreme delight of his co-dependents, Joe Biden and the Democrats. I told you the same point on the air and then wrote a column about it that was in our newsletter last week, which is that this entire national controversy over the Mar-a-Lago search gives both parties what they want most. What does Trump want most? He wants to be the center of attention. This is a basic rule of psyching out what the president does and how he does it and what his goal is. His goal is that he should be able to upstage Biden, which has been pretty easy. And even when Biden is signing his biggest legislative achievement, still there's far more conversation about President Trump. And the fact is that the Democrats like that. They want Biden to be upstaged. If you were a Democrat and you were campaigning to try to hold control of the House and try to win clear control of the Senate, wouldn't you like to talk about something other than Joe Biden? Wouldn't you prefer to focus on Donald Trump? I mean, honestly. So here you have Democrats who desperately want to talk all about Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. Or Trump used to say they talk about Russia, Russia, Russia. No, let's talk Trump, Trump, Trump. Plenty of controversy there. Biden, well, he's on vacation, and Jill has COVID, and she'll be better soon, and they're hanging out in South Carolina and taking it easy. And Holman Jenkins Jr. writes, though some readers resist the knowledge, the Justice Department and FBI also have been investigating the influence peddling of Hunter Biden. At least since December of 2019, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, has assured the press the matter is being handled professionally and without political favoritism. Given emails, texts, and witness testimony in the public domain, perfunctory questions at least will have to be asked about President Biden's possible tax or other liability related to Hunter's dealings, especially if a GOP-led House is conducting its own investigation. Elsewhere in the Justice Department, the John Durham team continues to investigate the government's handling of Trump-Russia allegations originating with the Hillary Clinton campaign, including the upcoming and fortuitously timed October 11th trial of Steele dossier source Igor Danchenko, an indirect employee of the campaign who is charged with lying to the FBI. More may be coming from Mr. Durham, and we don't know how much more. And that also goes to the point, like the arrest of T.J. Cox, the Democratic congressman from Fresno, yesterday. Yes, the FBI is active pursuing things that are damaging to Democrats. There's no question that further investigations of the Steele dossier or Hunter Biden benefit the Republican side of things, not the Democratic side of things. The Hunter Biden-related investigations, the Clinton campaign FBI-Russia collusion investigation, and golly, our Justice Department FBI will be dragging us back, Michael Corleone-like, into the Trump wars, whether we like it or not, as 2024 approaches. Polls show most Americans don't like it. They don't want a Biden-Trump rematch, I'll say. Don't want the baggage of these two old men dominating our politics for the next 2 years and possibly far beyond. But arguably, two people do. Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden, who otherwise would find history and the electorate running away from them at flank speed. And I believe that is insightful, and it is accurate. There is a great deal more about the actually a case where there was a plea deal involving up to 15 years in prison that was rejected by a federal judge. Why? Because it was too easygoing, that it should be a sentence of more than 20 years for the principal involved. We're talking here about a case of mishandling of top secret information. And it has no political context whatsoever, as far as we know. Meanwhile, there is this, and I find this very encouraging, this from Hotline, a former state senator Betsy Johnson, quote, independent, took a long-expected step yesterday in her quest to be Oregon's first non-affiliated governor in almost 9 decades, submitting 48,214 signatures to state elections officials. With the move, Johnson well overshot the 23,744 valid signatures that she needed to qualify for the November ballot without a party endorsement. State elections officials now have until August 30th to determine whether Johnson has connected enough valid signatures. And it looks like she did. She got double the number she needed. Many political observers believe that it's most likely that she'll play a spoiler role for one major party candidate or the other, than be able to attract partisan voters she'll need to win. Johnson's presence in the race is one reason Republicans feel especially hopeful this is the year they break a long losing streak for the governor's seat in Oregon. Wouldn't that be something to look forward to in Oregon and the rest of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.